We're on the top of page 18 in Mesilas Yesharim. Last time we saw the beginning of the perspective of the Chassid, where he pleads and asks the Chacham, what about all of the other areas of Avodah, not the other areas, what about the areas of Avodah Tashem that exist in the Lev, the Avodah Shebalev, what about all these other aspects of Judaism, these other aspects of Avodah Tashem? And the Chacham basically turning around and saying, they're not significant. Or they're significant, but they're really simple. They're really easy. Why do I need to spend my time on these things? Let's take a step back one paragraph to the top of page 18, which we're on. Where the Chacham says, we read this last time, we'll just go back a few lines. Ani omar amet, says the Chacham. I'll tell you the truth. V'day shelo otzei to be'iyun hazeh chilek min ha-matayim. For sure I have not given this investigation, even 1 in 200, or echad min elef, or 1 in 1,000, ma shehotzeiti b'shar ha'yunim, which that I've put into any other type of investigation. Ach ani hineni ma'amin bevadai, but I believe fully, she'ein makom l'chakirot v'havanot rabot b'inanim ha'elef. There's no room for investigation and for understanding in a deep way, in a significant way, in these areas. Achar shi'inim p'shutim mevorarim. And that these are things which are simple and clear. And to this, the Chassid finally fully responds. He begins to fully respond. Amar Chassid, Ein omrim shelo ra'a at ha'chodesh sheyavo v'ye'id. He says a very beautiful thing and a very smart thing. He says, don't say to a person who hasn't actually seen the new moon that they'll come and to testify. Meaning, when there used to be a Beit HaMikdash, so in order to declare the new Chodesh, you needed witnesses to come and say, I saw the new moon, it's the new Chodesh. You can't say to somebody, somebody can't come and say that it's new Chodesh unless they actually saw it with their own eyes. You can't testify about something you didn't see. So first of all, he's saying to him very simply, don't tell me you can't find any Iyun in these things, you've never opened up a Sefer. But he's also doing it in a way where he's opening up the Chacham's mind to the fact that just because somebody's a Chassid, doesn't mean they don't know what they're talking about. He's intentionally answering with a halacha concept. Don't let somebody who hasn't seen the new chodesh come and testify. If you would have told me that you spent time looking into these things, and after you looked into it, you found it simple and clear. Then maybe I would agree with you. Maybe there'd be something to talk about. But if you've never paid it any attention, and you haven't examined it at all, how could you say whether it's light or heavy, whether it's significant, whether it's weighty or not, hakatona gadol, whether it's small or big? How can you testify about something you've never engaged in? This is just some idea, some svara that you have, which you came up with, which is an imagination in your heart. This isn't a truth that you can declare with strength after really learning it and considering it. You can't talk about something you don't know anything about. What does it mean you wouldn't find anything in there? What does it mean you don't? That's not worth your time. Have you even looked at it yet? Based on what information are you making this decision, Chacham? Based on what information? And if you were to have looked, Vani, says the Chassid, Ro'e divrei ha-pasuk marim mamash hefech svaratcha zot. The words of the pasuk say explicitly against what you said. Which, if we continue to keep our Bizman Hazeh theme going, you can often quote Pesukim to argue against people who take the other perspective, because they often don't engage as deeply in Pesukim. Right? He's arguing with a Pasuk. That's also not a simple thing to do, as Manazeh. He says, what does the Pasuk say? Shekein hu almer, hein, yirat Hashem hi chokhma. Even worse, it's not even in Chumash. It's not during Shnei Nikra. Right? Hein, yirat Hashem hi chokhma. That's what the Pasuk says in Iyov. And it says in Chazal, it says in the Gemara, again, he's a chassid, but he's not stupid. Of course he's learned Torah, not in the same way. That was what we talked about before. The Chacham is probably right that a person who's never engaged in Chachma can't understand Chachma, but who says a chassid doesn't engage in Chachma at all? Just on his emphasis. Our rabbis have said, Pershu hein milashon achat. In the pasuk hein yirat Hashem hi chokma, Chazal translate hein as the word achat. The amru shekin b'lashon yivani korin lachat hein. For example, also in Greek, the word hein means achat. If so, v'nei pasuk milamdeinu shnei dvarim. If so, the pasuk, this verse teaches us two things. Harishon shayira hi chokma. Right, that's literally the words of the pasuk. Yirat Hashem hi chokma, chacham. It's definitionally chokma. V'hashini shi miyuchedet shebechokmot. If hein means achat, it's unique amongst all chokma. V'ulam ilmale hayaba min hayitbonin vahitchachim. And if it were true that there was nothing to contemplate or to become intelligent through it, then it wouldn't be proper for the verse to call it chokmah. Ela yosher or musar. Call it straightness of thought. Call it musar. Call it a way to fix your to fix the way that you're acting in life. There are many other words in Hebrew that could have properly categorized yira in any way other than chokmah. But the pasuk went out of its way to define yira as chokmah. Even deeper than that, ach lo chokma, kol shekein shiomar aleha shelat levada ra'oi shem zeh. Even more so that the pasuk, by saying achat hein, that this singular thing is chokma, that this in and of itself, this alone, is proper to be called chokma. That's a whole different perspective. Ach emor nali, tell me, says the chassid, tell me, v'chi ein anafim liyirah. Are there no branches, meaning no extensions, no details, to layira for awe of God, lahava for love of God, l'tarat alev for purity of heart? And do we not need to know how far their branches extend? Do we not need to know the details and the details of the details like we do for all other mitzvot? If you have an answer, Chacham, tell me. Tell me what you think. I don't understand how you can see the world this way. Mutba'ot hein hamidot ha'ela ba'adam. Shukol b'nei adam motzim otam b'nafshotam. Are a person's good midos so intrinsically ingrained in a person that every single person can find them so easily inside themselves without basically even having to do any work? Kemoshi matzu kol tznuot ha'tziviot, like any other natural inclination, k'ma'achal v'amishteh. Is being a good person, is finding love, is finding awe, is finding positive character traits, is finding chesed. Is that as easy to a person as the desire inside or the natural inclination toward eating and drinking? Is it so natural to a person that they just do it? Hashina v'yikitza, like the desire and the knowledge to be able to go to sleep and to wake up, like it's part of our daily routine. Ushar kolatznot v'achakukot b'tibenu, like all of the actions, all of the activities that we do that are embedded in our nature. Adshlo yitzarek levakesh emsayim liknotam, to the point where we wouldn't have to find means to acquire these midot. Oh, ein emsayim ha'ila, are you telling me that there's no means to find them in the first place? Ein lahem mafsidim. Are there no impediments that we would need to keep away from ourselves and to guard from them that would get in the way of us being able to act with these midot? Oh, in derek laharchik mafsidim, is there no way to push them away? Lama eifalo yitzarech b'yamiyun v'histaklut ad shelo tasim aleihem libcha v'chakiroteha hinachta mehem. How then is it possible that it's not necessary to deeply investigate and to gaze into these things to the point that you haven't paid them any attention and that you've let them sit aside, you've left them to lay aside on their own from any investigation? After you with your own mouth have admitted that you've never given them any investigation in the first place. And all you have in terms of how to live life is the way in which your parents instructed you about Jewish religion, about the way to be a Jew in this world. And that which people say, Words are from around the street, things you've heard while hanging out, you know, walking from one place to another that Jews talk about. You've never actually investigated. That's enough in order to lead a good, positive, full Jewish life? To fix your midot? To have ava, yira, and tarat the lev, just what's passed along from one person to the next while you're walking down the street without any investigation at all? Kolosal davar, mitzvat rashim u'ada, that it's just something which happens naturally that a person just goes along by routine? Says the Chacham. Okay. It never dawned upon me that there would need to be serious investigation in this particular corner. The beginning of a slight admission, right? I never thought, you're right, I'm willing to accept that there might be something here that I should look into, you know, in this small, teensy little corner of Judaism. Oh, we've opened up the chudash al machat, right? We've opened up the opening that's very small. The idea now is to expand it. But it's an amazing thing to recognize. The process that it takes to pull somebody out of a perspective like that is a very, very deep and traumatic thing. There's no way to argue with an argument like that unless you're totally self-delusional, and many people are, but unless you're totally self-delusional. So if you have to be honest, that's a hard thing to do. And now we've got this little corner of truth. Now let's open up the corner. Al ze anidan. Let's judge this. This is what I'm talking about. Let's get into this for a second. Hineni ro'eh Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest teacher of all time. What did he tell us? Belamdenu da'at be'emet machavotinu mayafalanu. When he taught us, in truth, what is our obligation in this world and what is proper for us? Amar. He said in a pasuk, it's unbelievable to me that this pasuk is not written in glorified, beautiful script with wonderful pictures around it on every wall of every Beit Midrash. Why are we in a Beit Midrash every day? What are we doing here? What's the ultimate goal? What's the ultimate goal? Right, that's not even, you shouldn't need a Tivot Shalom to answer that question. That's what Avodah Hashem is about, is to get close to God. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parashat Ekev, if I were to ask anybody in human history what it takes to get close to God, I would ask Moshe. But I don't have to, because it's a pasuk, and it's explicit. Moshe Rabbeinu minces no words in Parshat Ekev. He asks us the question, V'ata Yisrael, now Israel, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, what does God really want from you? The pasuk is right there. What does God want from us? Kim Lir'at Hashem Elokecha, to fear God or to be in awe of God. Lalechet b'chol drachav, to walk in His ways. Le'ahavauto, to love God. V'la'avod et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha, and to serve God with all of your heart and all of your soul. And pasuk. Next pasuk. Lishmor et mitzvot Hashem v'et chukotav asher anochi mitzavcha ayom letov lach, and to keep the mitzvot of Hashem and His laws which I command you, which are good for you. I challenge all of us over Shabbat to just take 30 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half an hour, a lifetime. But even a few minutes to Shabbos, think about that pasuk. Think about that in our Torah we have an answer to that question and what that means. That's what this whole book is about. Hine, klal shmirat kol ha-mitzvot, says the Chassid. Just understanding the pshat of the pasuk. All of shmiras ha-mitzvos, all of them, all of the 613, which is all of the dinim and all of the piskei halacha which you've been engaging in and working on. It's just one of the five things in this pasuk. There are four other things in this pasuk. You've been spending your life on 1/5 of Judaism. We're starting to see now why this version of the Mesillas Yesharim might not have surfaced, right? There are 4/5 of Judaism that you're missing. Hayirah, halicha b'drachav, ha'ahava v'avodash b'alev. Awe of God, walking in His ways, love of God and avodah b'alev. And furthermore, v'ulam, ra'ot tir'eh, see, shapasuk hazeh tzarich be'or. This pasuk needs explanation. I'm not just going to accept it at face value. Look into it. Think about it. Contemplate it. Let it turn in your mind. The words in this pasuk seem superfluous. Milvacha yirava ava, halo gam hena, miklal hatarag mitzvot. Are Ava and Yira not part of the 613 mitzvot? They exist in the second pasuk in those two pasukim. They're part of the mitzvot. Vim Kain, bromro lishmor et kol mitzvot Hashem. When the pasuk says to keep all of the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nikvalu sham gam hena, these are also included. The lama zehus group, if neatzman, why are they mentioned separately? If you look at it carefully, nimsa, you will find kiklal mitzvot ha-ma'asehim tzuyachad. The actual active mitzvot that are done in the physical world, those are one category and exist in their own pasuk. Uklal mitzvot ha-lev v'ha-machshava hem sug acher. The category of mitzvot that are connected to our hearts and our minds are an entirely separate category. Alkin chilkama katuv. Therefore, the psukim are divided up. V'hikdim mitzvot ha-lev v'mitzvot ha-evarim. And the Torah itself, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking through Nevuah as an emissary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of Torah Shebichtav, says specifically and explicitly these first. He puts the mitzvot ha-tzliyot ba-lev before the mitzvot ma'asiyot. Ki kein yi'ut ya'ot lefiach ha-shivut mitzad ha-poel mitzad ha-be'ula. Because that's proper both in terms of the importance of the one taking the action and the action itself. Mitzad ha-poel, in terms of the one taking the action, doing the mitzvah. Sha-poel ba'ela hu ha-lev shu ha-melech ba-guf. Because where it's really coming from, where a mitzvah needs to come from, is the lev, is the heart, which is the king of the body. Va-poel, the one that's actually seeing through the action, that's the limbs of the body. Va-poel ba-acherim hu ha-guf. That's the body. Bechol evrei tashmishav, with all of the limbs that he goes and does things in the world, shem mishartei alev, which are all just servants of the heart. Umitzara pi'ula, in terms of the action, kivar hikdamnu, we already prefaced, but not we, you chacham, I'm quoting you, you prefaced and said, shi karha avodahi tikuna machshava b'masim, that the main avodas Hashem is fixing one's intent, one's kavanah, what one's putting into the mitzvah is the most important thing. Right? That's the flask is the mitzvah and the sweet wine, the spiced wine inside. That's the lashon of the chacham is what's inside of the mitzvah. That's the kavanah. The kavanah is the ikar of the mitzvah. He went through paragraphs and paragraphs talking about it, the chacham. The omnam. Hine peirat miklal chiyuvei halev hayira v'ahava. And the pasuk even goes on to specifically single out in those mitzvot that are through the heart. Yira and ahava. Awe and love. Liotam shnei ha'amudim ha'gdolim asher ha'avodah nishenet alehem. Which are the two pillars upon all Avodas Hashem rests. All Avodas Hashem rests upon the pillars of Ahava and Yira. Ushar kol hataloi b'midot uvalev. And everything that's dependent upon the midot in the heart. Kalalotam be'omro v'alechat b'chol drachav. That's all included in the phrase v'alechat b'chol drachav, to walk in his ways. Shebabo haperush l'rabotinu zechanim v'racha. That's what our rabbis explained. Mahu rachum, afata rachum. Just like God is merciful, you too should be merciful. Walk in His ways, meaning embody His midot, so to speak. Shekulam midot hatzrichot likava banefesh liotam darchei Hashem mamash. That these are all midot which a person needs to ingrain in his nefesh, the ways of God. Pirush, hadrachim shumit naheg ban im briotav. The way in which God interacts with His creations, the way that we should interact with creation, by emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein siyem ha'inyan, and then it finishes off. V'la'avod et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha, to serve God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. Ha'lamadata, learn from this. Shal inanei ha'machshava. Umizimot ha-lev, ha-katuv medaber. This is talking about the mind and the heart. V'achar kach, and only afterward, hizkir kol mitzvot ha-ma'asek achat. It mentions all of the mitzvot, the active mitzvot, as one unit. V'haynu lishmor et mitzvot Hashem, to guard the mitzvot of Hashem, v'et choktav asher anochi mesavcha yom atov lach, and all of His decrees, which I command you for your good. Nimtza, it turns out, Shemilvad yidiyat ha-mitzvot la'asotam, that aside from knowing what to do in terms of the mitzvot, tzarich od arba'a dvarim achirim shemitlavim et asiyah la'hashlima, where you need another four things in that will have to accompany every single action in order to bring it to its perfection. In order that they should be accepted and appeased before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you, lefid varecha, be'achat nitasakta, ve'arba'a hinachta. You've engaged one, and you've left four behind. Incredibly powerful perspective of the Chassid. The Chassid who is totally basing himself off of a simple pasuk in Chumash. A pasuk that is explicit, a pasuk that is bottom line, a pasuk from Moshe Rabbeinu, who says, what does God want of you? This. And if you just take that simple phrase that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, those two psukim, he lists five things. And he's pointing out four of them come first. Four of them take precedence. Four of those five are not the mitzvot ma'asiyot. And in order to live the full life of a Jew, you need to have all five-fifths of those pieces within you. We need to embody all five of those things. And by being a chacham alone, we've grabbed onto one and we've left four behind. And the journey of the chacham is going to continue to be, see if we can open up to that reality. And the chassid to help us understand what that means. We'll continue on B'ezrat Hashem next time.